pretty good meeting last night. Some good information came in, didn't it?
Yeah, we had a really good meeting last night. So our CPA came in and did a report on how we're doing financially from where we started to where we were. The goal that this administration had was when we first came in, I don't know if we had quite over 30 days worth of cash left to be able to run the city. So what that meant is if the city stopped getting any cash in or any kind of revenue, we could run the city for about 30 days.
Something big happened. You were in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So our goal was by the end of this administration to be at 190 days. Well, we found out last night we're actually at 226 days. So that's a pretty big deal for us. And so we were pretty happy about that. So
I have to hit that button because you can't hear me if I don't hear that
button.
You know,
I feel like I can run this board.
You've watched me do this, haven't you?
Yeah, I feel like I can come in and do your job. Like, if you're sick tomorrow, I could probably come in and do it for
you. I'll give you a call about 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll help.
I don't know. It might go to voicemail, but I'll get to it eventually.
But, and it sounds like Reedy Financial has been a very good partner with the city.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And you know, I met with Reedy in June of 2015, pretty soon after I had won the primary, to kind of go over. I was at the time still on the council with that. We had some concerns that we were worried about. And so Eric Boland and I and Terry Buster back in 2015 all met with Reedy to tell them our concerns. In 2015, in September of 2015, we made an executive decision as a council at that time to cut the budget $1.6 million, which we really needed to cut at 1.8. But that left our budget in a $200,000 deficit, which we inherited in 2016, still managed to underspend. Had we not cut that budget, the $1.6 million, our cash reserves would have been under $900,000. So to do that, that was kind of the beginning of everything, but that was the advice that we had at the time from Clerk Treasurer Val Hugerit, also Mary Lou Peden was still involved at that time, along with Reedy. That was a big step for us. And that's kind of what started, I would say, what started the upward trend. And then the department heads, of course.
Right.
I mean, them just watching every penny that they spend. And we always call to make sure that we have the funds before we do it. And we call Reedy a lot. I mean, basically have them on speed dial for any question we have concerning if we have cash to do something. And, you know, another thing, too, was that I had pointed out was we still had all this cash that we've kind of grown, and we've still been able to finish all these projects more than we've ever done in a long time and buy new equipment without any tax burden to the taxpayer. So that's a big victory for this administration.
I heard Josh had a number of projects he's working on.
Oh my.
Last night, a laundry list, it sounded like, at the Board of Works.
He does. And he has been working on a lot of those projects. And one of the things that when we met with NDOT officials that they were very clear to us was that they wanted to try to get as much done before the end of 2019 as they could. We have a really good relationship with NDOT. So to have them say that was a big kind of a compliment to Josh and to this administration. But Josh has been kind of somebody that just came in and kind of hit the ground running. Craig was doing a lot of that on his own when he first got here and was overwhelmed. It was, I think that took a lot off of Craig. Craig has really taken that street department and water department, all the public works, and kind of just really turned both of those around. And we've gotten more streets paved and more, I hate to say potholes because we joke about that in Indy. Last week we were joking.
We're out again today with load.
Everybody's doing potholes.
You know, and the interesting part is we talk so much about I-69, and Josh, like you say, has been kind of the point guy a little bit. But, Craig, you did have other things going on besides I-69. Even though we've got this big project going on, the normal stuff still has to go on every day, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And we got to keep an eye on the roads that's getting used by the I-69 projects. I noticed yesterday over around John R. Wood, and there's like five houses already down, and need to keep an eye on the streets over there. Like Cramertown, that's all going to be completely redone, but there's more than just I-69.
It's just all the, in addition to the work going on, but there's the daily work. There's the filling the potholes and fixing streets and fixing curbs and all the things that still have to be done every day. Maybe not quite as glamorous as all the things we're seeing. And would you say things have changed in the last couple of weeks along 37? Boy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And, you know, they kind of told us that they were like, when we sat down with them the other day, well, a couple of weeks ago, they looked at me and said, "You have no idea how many trees we're going to take down." And I was like, "Okay, maybe a few, you know." And they're like, "No, you have no idea how quick we're going to do this. We are on a limited time schedule." And I went out 37 just the day before yesterday across from...
Drastic.
Oh, my goodness. I was like...
What a change.
I couldn't believe it.
If you come in...
In just a couple of days, because I was there a couple of days ago, all those trees were there, and they're not anymore, so I don't know.
And a lot of the houses are dropping fast, so.
Yeah, they are.
Taking a lot of those down.
They are.
There'll be something I need to mention. Over in the John R. Wooden area, they're looking at 2 weeks from yesterday when they started, and... I think you said the 15th, something like that. They'll hopefully be out of that area. All those houses will be down.
And that one finished up. We had a story on this morning on our news with Josh talking about the fact that just because 37 isn't closing until 2021 doesn't mean there's not going to be a whole lot of work going on along it, you know, and things happening.
Yeah. And that kind of goes back to my point where they had said they're actually talking about letting out two contracts early just to get them done. By the end of the year. So they want to get as much done by the end of 2019 that they can. We'll see a lot. We're going to see. This is just the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
Just the beginning of a long project.
The thing that was never going to happen is happening.
It has. Yeah. Did you think we'd ever live to see it?
I really did, especially after I saw them finally finishing Section 5. So that was a doozy, but fortunately, as we talked about with Ryan Goodwin earlier today, I think they learned something from that sort of a fiasco. I won't call it quite a fiasco, but, that was a mess between Bloomington and Martinsville.
Well, they said they did, and I think the fact that they had a new administration come in at the same time, you know, once the state took over that project...
Then it took off.
I mean, you just saw it just nonstop, and it's done now, basically, so...
342-3394. If you've got questions, comments, give us a call. Our program all brought to you by Pipeworks and Painter Pro. All right, 17 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Pipeworks Plumbing and Painter Pro are sponsors for the Mayor's Show. We talked about the council. We have a seat to fill on the council now.
We do. So Ben Merida resigned. I got an email from him last Sunday saying that he had enjoyed working on the council. But he had decided to take a job with the clerk treasurer's office, which that'll be a good job for him. Ben was kind of wrestling about what he wanted to do for a couple of weeks. He had told me before that as far as if he wanted what he wanted to do and where he felt like he was supposed to go. Ben has kind of taken our office and put it back into the 21st century. Shouldn't say put it back in there, but he actually got us into the 21st century. Our phone systems, computer systems. As you know, when we came in, we had no computers. He totally got us up to speed.
Planning, zoning.
Oh, yeah.
You can just go on and on about Ben. Ben's been good for us.
It's not going to be easy to replace him. You know, I'm not really looking forward to the next 9 months without him, honestly, because we kind of started this whole thing together.
And what will be the process now? Do we know yet to get somebody on the council?
So what the Republican chair will do is they will caucus someone in. They have 30 days to do that, which would be May the 1st, not that I'm counting. But also, as far as slating someone on the ballot, they'll have to do the same thing. Just because they caucus someone in doesn't mean it's going to be the same person that they slate on the ballot.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting to see what happens with that. So
we've got
a lot of changes happening.
Caller hiding on the line here. They're blinking at me there anyway. So we'll take a look here. And you are on the Mayor's Show. Your first name, please.
Good morning. It's Mayor Phil.
Hey, Mayor Phil. How are you, Mr. Mayor, former mayor?
Good morning.
Hi.
And respectfully, good morning, Mayor Shannon.
Hello, how are you?
I have a comment or question. I've heard recently, more than one occasion, how you inherited a $250,000 deficit when you came into office. Mm-hmm. Gives the impression there was a shortage of funds, and I want to be clear, I have the financial records from the end of that administration, as well as those from Umbaugh and Associates, as well as a public meeting. And even checking with our clerk treasurer, there was definitely no shortage of funds. As a matter of fact, the city was blessed to have a good cash buildup. It's all a matter of how you use those and how you program them as far as budgets. And granted, waiting on the withdrawal from the county, from taxes, distribution into the city, then those monies have to be placed back into certain funds that were running short or even alleviated due to majority projects. But I want the public to know there's absolutely no shortage of funds. There was a good surplus, and that can be verified by even Reedy, the financial experts now, District Clerk Treasurer. So I just want to make that clear. There was no shortage of funds. It's all a matter of budget line items and how it shows in black and white when you prepare your budgets.
Okay, public record. Anybody can request those, and I think, Umbaugh, we still have that information as well. So thank you for clearing that up.
Thanks, but, Phil.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, 342-3394 or 831-3394. Give us a call. We'll be back after this from Painter Pro. All right, 13 now before 9 o'clock, and we have news coming up at the top of the hour from World National News. Last night, the Martinsville City Council got together. We were talking briefly before we went into finding a new council member. I guess if somebody decides they want to be on the council, they need to contact
Daniel Elliott. Yeah, the Republican chair. And I think you have, what is it, I think 10 or 15 days to go ahead and put your name in that.
Is he District 2?
District 3.
Three.
So no, District 2, you're right.
Because you are going to have to live in that area as
right.
well. Right,
yes,
so,
yeah.
It's not an at-large seat, so it
no,
can't be
not
just
an
anybody.
At-large
so.
Seat. No.
So if you're interested in getting on the Martinsville City Council, give them a buzz and give Daniel a buzz and he'll get you all the paperwork put together. It's interesting. What was interesting to me about that is the first thing I thought was, okay, what happens in the fall? You know, because he'll be on the ballot for the May primary, even though he's not running, but he's already on there. But.
Right. But they'll slate somebody, I think, like we had talked before. So his name still will be on the ballot. You're right.
Right.
So
for the May, but then they'll be able to put somebody on
the November, right?
Yeah, November general election. They'll have.
I think they're going to be able to slate somebody for the primary as well. I'm not sure, but I think that's what the last thing that I heard.
That would be interesting, too, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
The little intricacies, I guess, that we get into.
Yeah, the little things like that, yeah. I mean, you would think it's kind of, you know, I'm excited for Ben for this new opportunity. However, it is going to be hard to replace him, and it's going to be a process to replace him, too. So it's not just like a council member leaves and you get another council member. There's a whole process that has to be gone through to get that person replaced.
Back in there. Craig, yeah. I also noticed that we keep mentioning Josh. Josh is the city engineer, Josh Messmer. He mentioned a new water main project we're going to be working on.
Project, yes, on East Jackson, St. Clair to Grant, 3-block area there. We've had some major issues with that middle section, and we want to get it done before the community crossings because that middle section is just, it's really bad from the patches and asphalt and potholes, and just we want to get that done, and then we'll be able to do the pave that whole area.
We don't want to patch what we've already paved,
right?
And it's a financial, you know, it's a financial benefit to do that first, and that's what we try to do.
So then we go from that to we start talking about the new lift station repair, the new lift station we're building, infrastructure. As we said, even though all the other stuff's going on, infrastructure and all that continues, doesn't it?
And, you know, that's another thing that a lot of people can't see that is done is infrastructure. We've done a lot of infrastructure. We've improved a lot of our infrastructure. The one lift station that you're talking about, we've needed that for years. That's not something that the public could see unless it wasn't working, right?
Well, that
and then you would notice that it
and
wasn't.
That lift station has been way overdue.
Yeah.
And
it's had some issues in the past, I believe.
It has.
Redone, and I really cringe to see one of the wastewater trucks over there knowing they're inside that building. It's just not safe, and it hasn't been safe.
Yeah.
That's there's been a lot of growth on that side of town. And if I remember, it's been a few years ago. It seems like they had issues that from some articles getting in from the jail that was plugging
right.
up that.
Dallas Tencher can tell you some stories. Yes.
Yeah. How long has he wanted that? That was one of the first things he said when we got into office. He's like, look, I really want that lift station.
Right.
That was like the only thing he really asked for.
It was on his Christmas list.
It was.
Okay, we've got another caller here on the line. And let's see who we've got here. You are on the air with the mayor. Your first name, please.
Casey.
Hey, Casey, what do you know? I talked to Casey already once this morning. He was requesting some Big Country for the big concert coming up.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for paving Solomon with the holes and stuff.
Oh, you're so welcome, Casey.
You're welcome.
On the way out to your house?
He had some pretty big potholes out by his house.
I saw him swimming in one earlier, one of those warm days. Was that you, Case? No, probably not.
You're welcome, Casey.
All right. Thanks for calling, Casey. Talk to you later. All right, Casey Williams checking in. The number one Artesian fan in Martinsville.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of the Artesians.
He sure is.
And, we haven't talked potholes yet. We've kind of moved around it, you know, a couple of times here. But how are we holding up? This temperature keeps jumping up and down, Craig.
We're good, I think. We've still got a few water cuts to get caught up on, but we've always got enough left over each day that we can go out and get on the list of potholes.
Yeah,
they're going to pop up. We're going to be into the 60s again.
And people
here,
are really good about telling us where they are. So we appreciate that. I had a text from Wayne Reedy. Everybody knows Wayne. And he told us of a couple potholes. And by the end of the day, he had sent a text and said, thank you for filling those. So they were already, you know, we really do try to get right on them. So
now, if you don't remember, for folks younger than at least Craig and I, that Wayne Reedy has not always sold real estate.
No.
He was my social studies teacher.
I
had Wayne, too.
He was a teacher. So, people still remember
Mr.
him
Reedy.
As a teacher.
Everybody.
Mr. Reedy.
Yeah. Mr. Reedy. Yeah. Mr. Reedy was a teacher. Wayne Reedy sells real estate. That's the way it works.
That's true. He still sells real estate.
Still sells real estate.
I thought like 5 years ago he was going to retire, but I don't think he'll ever retire. He loves it.
His ears are burning right now.
I'm sure I'll get a text in a minute. He'll say, thanks for mentioning me on the show.
7 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Still got a couple of minutes if you want to give us a call, 342-3394. As far as other things from last night's meeting, we talked about the finances. Good news there.
Really good news.
What was this change? Is there something that's changing about where we can use some of our money?
So the MVH, the state is always so nice to let us know, like right after they do it, that they've cut money from us. So we have, they didn't really cut money, but what they've done is they have restricted 50% of our usage that we used to use for MBH, which ends up being about $250,000.
Yeah.
That we use for other, you know, altogether. We have to take 50% of that, which is about $250,000, put it in another fund and use it only for certain things. Well, a lot of those things that we used it for were things like potholes and other things like that, which it would have been nice if they would have told us like in September or October when we're actually doing our budget and finishing it up. But we found out in December, like everybody else. So every community, not just us, is now trying to figure out how we can, you know, go ahead and do some of these things that we were planning on doing with that money, how we can use it from other monies. But luckily, we have enough cash surpluses that we should be okay. Okay, it's a hit for our 2019 budget.
The money will still be there, it'll just be in a different pocket.
We just have to spend it differently, and that's okay. But you know, we just when we budget, it takes the whole year to figure out, you know, what we're going to use on that. So
we got about 5 minutes to go. Let's see if we can sneak one more call in here this morning. You're on the air with the mayor. Your first name, please.
Ron.
Hey, Ron, go right ahead.
Yes, this is for Craig. I live up on East Columbus Street, and we got an alley between Home Avenue and Crawford. We're getting some pretty great big holes in it. Of course, my garage, I have to come in the alley. My neighbor comes in the alley, and the neighbors behind me come in the alley. And they're starting to drive over in the yards now, you know, which our alley's getting wider and wider. And I'd like for them to stop up through there sometime and take a look at it.
I don't know if you want to. You can call the street department and put that on, give them your address, and Bob will get it on the alley list that we need to get out there and get done.
Okay. Okay.
And that's 342-6110.
6110.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
See if you can figure out where we got problems.
And we are working on alleys this year. I don't know how much we'll get done. We did find out that we can maybe use some of that money that's the 50% that's restricted on some of our alleys. We're not sure yet. We're still trying to figure that out.
Alleys are tough, though.
Alleys are, and they are used as a street in a lot of situations. And
well, like Ron's saying, that's how he gets into his garage. So.
And you literally have to take it down below that existing pothole and then pack it, do it right to make it work, and with the manpower and everything that goes along with everything else that needs to be done. It's hard sometimes, but if it's that bad, and just call the street department, like I said, 342-6110, and we'll get out there as soon as we can.
Bulk Trash Week.
This week, yeah. Yeah, if you drive around, you can see it. So, but yeah, for until Friday, so keep, you know, your bulk trash out with your regular trash. We don't pick up electronics, building materials, things like that.
Refrigerators.
Right, any kind of
appliances.
Yeah. But other than that, we pick it up, and it's a long week for our street guys, but they get through it.
Yep.
Four times a year.
Yeah.
And it coincides to your regular trash day. Mm-hmm. Craig, I know you've made some arrangements for folks if they get into something that they've got going on. I know you guys have, even on a non-bulk trash week, you've kind of jumped in and helped out here.
Family's got something going on or whatever, just let us know. We're more than glad to help. So, again, use that street department number, and Bob will take care of you.
I hate to say this, but we're still talking about leaves.
Leaves.
I know.
It's been a weird year.
It has. I have leaves in my yard still.
I do, too.
And I'm just, sick of leaves.
Just please bag the leaves for us.
I've got some bags of leaves that I'm going to set out with my trash this week, just so you know.
Who did that, you or Brian?
Not me. No. I don't know. It wasn't me.
Mayor, we've got about minute and a half, and just a quick update on your health stuff going on. I know you told me you got everything
so
planned
out. Things are going good. I have my good days and bad days. Saturday was kind of a bad day, but today's been a good day. So I will go have surgery next week. My first surgery will be next week, and then it'll be a couple more months, and I'll have another surgery. So looks like about my prognosis is good. I'm a little tired and feeling a little run down a lot, but that's to come with it.
All part of getting ready for all this?
Mostly it's the doctor visits. I mean, it's not the stuff. It's just how many doctor visits you have to go to. It's like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, all in all, I'm so thankful that, you know, we found it early, and my prognosis is good. Recovery is going to be about the amount of time that we thought it was. So I'm thankful for that. So even though you have to go through this, kind of changes your life's perception and, you know, what things are important and what things don't matter anymore. So, you know, it is a life-changing thing, but like I said, I'm just very thankful. Thanks to everybody for the prayers, cards, gifts, everything. The community has just been wonderful. It reminds me of why I ran for mayor in 2015, and I'm so happy to live here, so.
Why we still enjoy living in our little towns that we do.
We do. Right? We love our town. Yeah, we love our town.
All right, real quick, website address?
Yeah, martinsville.in.gov.
City Street Department, if you got something?
Yeah, 342-6110. You can also email the street department at street@martinsville.in.gov.
All right, we'll do this again in about 3 weeks, right?
3 weeks, yes, because we changed the council meeting.
All right.
Yeah, so see you in 3 weeks. All well, right. I'll probably see you before that. Yep. But
Mayor Shannon Cole, Craig DeMont, thanks for coming in this morning,
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
have Scott. A good week.
Our program brought to you by Pipeworks Plumbing and Patern Pro in Martinsville.